It's about 15 minutes before the first gift shoppers will enter the Mountain View Recreation Center's multi-purpose room. Near the rows of toy-bearing tables, Major Doug Tollerud of the Salvation Army is briefing a dozen stalker elves.
We have boxes that need to be unwrapped. While you're waiting in line, while one of them is basically meeting the customer need, if the other one can open up the boxes and pull out the dolls. We have about 100 dolls that are in boxes that need to be taken out and displayed.
Mountain View was one of five gift distribution centers operating Monday afternoon and evening. Tollerud expected it to be one of the busiest.
1,000 families we are anticipating coming through just this location. Actually, I think it's more for Mountain View. I think 1,200 is what they're anticipating in Fairview, 1,000 in baggage, 700 in both the south side and the west side of town.
Before his stalkers took their positions, Tollerud stressed the two cardinal rules of neighborhood gift. No matter how big the crowd.
We got to keep the lines moving, as she was saying, and we got to keep the Christmas spirit, which is all important.
Moments later, Salvation Army envoy Donna Bakke began uniting shoppers with their grocery cart pushing guides.
These are just food. Okay. Just food. And Helen is next. And Helen, there are 8 children. You have a 0 to 2, 2, 3 to 5, 1, 6 to 8, and 3, 9 to 12. And Pauline, you're going to be with this gentleman, William, and he has 5 children.
Oh, we can.
Okay.
I'm 3,500 miles away from home. This is the furthest I've ever been away from my family.
Erin is a military wife from Missouri whose husband just transferred to Fort Rich. They've been in Anchorage 2 weeks. After driving through Canada and receiving little reimbursement from the Army, family funds are extremely low, with parental apprehensions for the holidays very high.
It was really a blessing for me, my children, and my husband. It was really nice.
What age are the kids?
10, 8, and 4 and 4. They helped me, and they were very, very nice to me.
Neighborhood Gift represents a holiday alliance of the Salvation Army, various agencies and churches, the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots, and Food Bank of Alaska. In the recent past, Gift operated from a single location, the ACS, or Alaska Communication Systems, warehouse. Yesterday, at the Fairview location, the food bank's executive director, Susanna Morgan, explained how organizers wanted to reach out directly into neighborhoods.
My biggest concern is making it easy for people in need to get the assistance that they need. So to take the food and the toys to their neighborhoods where it's easy for them to access, that is why we chose to go with this model.
Let me go get
number five.
Which of the five locations shoppers went to depended upon their zip code. Like the annual Thanksgiving blessing, proof of residency was the single qualifier. Only one adult did the shopping. Mostly it was the mothers. Children waited in a secure area. Donna, mother of a 7-year-old, had just finished selecting a toy and, along with her guide, was moving to the holiday meal portion of the Fairview operation. She said from the time her daughter was 3, the two of them had helped serve meals at the shelters during the holidays.
We're going to be helping out this year, too, in Anchorage. But we're also here to get a little, not just give.
Like everyone leaving the toy tables, Donna's cart had a large black plastic bag containing and obscuring a Christmas gift for a daughter who this year hadn't expected a present.
No, she does not. That's a total surprise I didn't expect, actually. She's going to be a little spoiled with a Barbie something or other.
The first estimates of Monday's neighborhood gift distribution indicates the hundreds of volunteers served more than 4,100 Anchorage families. That's approximately a 30% increase over last year's total. The food bank normally figures an average of 4 members per family. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.